The New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The Case of the Fools of Bethlehem by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Nora Godwin. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. At the end of August 1886, I stayed in Eastbourne for a few days to attend a congress for forensic pathology. Holmes had insisted that we, well, actually me, improved our competencies in this area. He himself, of course, had strongly rejected to participate locally, and so we remained separated for an extended weekend. I must confess that this was also relaxing, in a way. However, when I returned to Baker Street the following Tuesday, I was confronted with a situation that was not only highly surprising, but also deeply disturbing. Mrs. Hudson received me at the front door and immediately confirmed the desperate impression she had already made visually. "Finally, you're back, Dr. Watson," she began bluntly. "Something terrible has happened." The good woman had tears in her eyes and then buried her face in her hands. I didn't really know what to think of it, but I was immediately troubled. A queasy feeling crept into me.